Things are starting to look up on Wall Street today. Last week was the worst in 2 years for stocks, but today markets climbed after the open because of signs that the U.S. and China may not be headed toward a trade war after all. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday that he was having very productive conversations with Chinese officials to reach an agreement.
I'm cautiously hopeful we reach an agreement, but if not, we are proceeding with these tariffs. We are not putting them on hold unless we have an acceptable agreement that the president signs off on.
Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
So bear with me as I go through some of the developments over the last week or so. Last week, the president says tariffs on tens of billions of dollars worth of Chinese imports. Then Beijing says there'll be tariffs against the United States. There was talk of a trade war. Markets plunged. Fast forward to today. And, you know, it kind of feels like a tennis match here. Heads snapping back and forth.
Yeah, I feel like the Chinese just were like, psych. Gotcha. So, all right, what is going on here? First of all, last week's announcements, I think we should have been smarter about how we really reacted to it. And when I say we, I didn't make a trade. I'm sure no one else here listening did, but the big institutions. And I think that if you look at the steel and aluminum tariffs, from the moment they were announced to what actually is happening, lots changed. It was like the opening shot across the bow, but then a lot of it was backtracked. And so when we saw that the Chinese had a very muted reaction to these original announcements last week, I think that was the tell. We should have known something's going on. There's a little back channel conversation. And now we have a little bit of more information to know that they're talking. That's actually good news. I think that's why stocks are up today.
So you're saying the Trump administration was essentially using the tariff announcement as leverage to get the Chinese to the negotiating table.
Yeah. And by the way, I believe that that's exactly what the president said. It's just that we didn't really believe him. And we also were very concerned that we didn't know what the Chinese reaction would be.
Do we know anything about what the terms of a deal would be?
I don't think we know much. I think that what they're really trying to figure out is which products that they would both agree to do something different with. They don't want to touch things that are going to impact either of their own constituents and their consumers. I mean, one of the reasons that the Chinese didn't go ahead and say, okay, you do this, we're going to then slap all of your agricultural sector with a big number, is that that would harm Chinese people. And I think that this is what's starting to become very clear, is that each of these countries has big losses to incur if things go on untethered.
Jill, you've written that the Chinese tariffs were not the only thing that caused last week's stock slide, that it was also partly the rate hike from the Fed.
Yeah, I mean, look, everyone expected that rate hike, but I don't think that everybody expected that the Fed looks like they would be willing to not just do 3 interest rate hikes this year. It looks like the votes are pretty close for 4 interest rate hikes this year, another 3 next year. I think this is a more hawkish Fed, meaning that they're more willing to raise rates faster than most people thought. I think many of the investors I spoke to said, hey, these interest rates start rising very quickly. We don't really know whether we've priced that into stocks or not, and there was some selling against that. I also should say, I think there was a Facebook effect here, 14% down on Facebook. Hey, you know what? This is a huge leader. The technology sector's been a huge leader. And if there's going to be regulation among social media platforms, that's going to change the price of those stocks.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks very much.
Take care.